This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. In one of the biggest talent gets for Netflix yet that could shake up the drama series TV landscape, the streaming giant has landed one of the top drama showrunners on broadcast television, Shonda Rhimes. After a long tenure at ABC Studios, the Grey's Anatomy and Scandal creator is leaving the studio for a mega multi-year deal at the streaming giant. Rhimes' production company, Shondaland, will now be a division of Netflix's in-house studio. Wow, that's Shonda-rific. Sony's Spider-Man Homecoming topped all releases last month, bringing in $280 million, earning Sony the number one spot for the month, with six films grossing $390 million. Unfortunately, this marks the third month in a row to show a decline compared to 2016, with the summer movie season struggling and showing no sign of improvement this month, with the season 11% behind last year. I know, how about fewer dumb sequels? Pharrell Williams was delayed at the premiere of his new Netflix animated series, True and the Rainbow Kingdom, at the Grove here in LA, because he got stuck in an elevator for nearly 30 minutes. Ironically, his song Happy was playing on the sound system while he was stuck with his security team and about 12 other people. He kept calm and collected until the fire department arrived. They never got the door fully open, so everyone had to squeeze through the door to get out. Boy, were they, unhappy. Bruno Mars donated $1 million from his Detroit concert to aid those affected by the Flint water crisis. In 2014, Flint switched water sources and failed to add corrosion-reducing phosphates, allowing lead from old pipes to leach into the water. Elevated levels of lead, a neurotoxin, were detected in children, and 12 people died in a Legionnaire's disease outbreak that experts suspect was linked to the improperly treated water. Well done, Bruno. A stunt woman died on the set of Deadpool 2 in Vancouver, Canada, after her motorcycle crashed during filming. Even though Vancouver police and paramedics arrived to the set quickly, Joy Harris died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. The cast and crew were visibly shaken after the accident occurred. The film starring Ryan Reynolds is scheduled for release on June 1st next year. There's no new bombshell information proving R. Kelly is running an illegal cult in Atlanta despite claims from a city official. Fulton County Chairman John Eaves told the media that the police had obtained new, potentially incriminating evidence against the singer, and he urged prosecutors to launch an investigation. But when asked, the Jones Creek PD said there's no new evidence and no compelling reason to open an investigation. R. Kelly's camp is furious with Eaves over his news conference, saying the singer is outraged at the accusations and believes Eaves is using the situation for his own personal gain. I'd be pissed too. Oops. The high-end apartment being rented by disgraced Fyre Festival co-founder Billy McFarland is up for sale. McFarland, who's moved back in with his parents, was renting the luxury New York penthouse for a whopping $25,000 a month up until his arrest on fraud charges in June. McFarland is facing numerous lawsuits alleging fraud in connection with the disastrous Fyre Festival and is currently out on $300,000 bail. Instead of jail, maybe they should just make him attend his awful festival. Brooke Shields has joined the cast of Law & Order SVU for the upcoming 19th season in a major recurring role. Details on the role are being kept under wraps, other than the fact that the character will shake up lead actress Mariska Hargitay's world. Brooke said, quote, "I play a very different character from any I've ever played. I'm excited to stir the SVU pot a bit," unquote. Also joining the show this season is Philip Winchester, who will play the lawyer he played on the recently canceled Chicago Justice. How expensive is the brand new home that was built for Beyonce and Jay-Z in the Bel Air area of LA? How about $90 million? The home has six separate buildings and four outdoor pools, a garage that can fit 15 cars, a basketball court, a media room, spa, wellness facilities, and separate staff quarters. Wow, that is a lot of house. Troubled singer Sinead O'Connor said this week, quote, "I'm all by myself and there's absolutely nobody in my life except my psychiatrist. I'm now living in a Travelodge motel in the arse end of New Jersey. All the people who are supposed to be loving you and taking care of you are treating you like crap," unquote. Wow, that's awful. Let's hope Sinead gets the help she needs. Ryan Felipe used crutches to help him walk while leaving his favorite restaurant, Craig's, after a night out with friends in West Hollywood. The 42-year-old actor who stars in the TV series Shooter enjoyed a night on the town for the first time since breaking his leg a few weeks ago, which left him in the hospital for an extended stay. "Finally got out a little," the star tweeted. Ryan is the ex-husband of Reese Witherspoon, whose legs are fine. The Trash Bin. Rapper DMX handed out rewards to photographers after dodging a bullet in court in the form of hot dogs. X wasn't thrown in jail for violating bail conditions in his tax evasion case, even though he failed multiple drug tests for coke and marijuana and was also 30 minutes late for court. X took paparazzi to a hot dog stand near the courthouse for a celebration. Next stop, his home, because DMX has been placed on house arrest. Bet he doesn't relish that. Sorry, couldn't resist.
The news wrap-up.
Bitcoin stock soared past $4,000 for the first time on growing optimism about faster transaction times. Morgan Stanley says Tesla shares will go up 50% after the company increased its Model 3 production forecasts. Google is paying Apple billions per year to remain on the iPhone. A state tax on your Netflix bill could be around the corner.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Hitman's Bodyguard is the number one film in the USA.
The number one album.
Science Fiction by Brand New is the most popular album.
The number one app.
Gee, it's Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
Seeing Red by Sandra Brown is the most popular book in the USA.
Justin Bieber seems to be everywhere these days. He's featured on the Song of the Summer, Despacito, DJ Khaled's I'm the One, and David Guetta's To You. Between guesting on these hits and visiting his favorite church in L.A., the City Church,
celebrities love this church, which doesn't pass around a collection plate.
Justin's found time to record another song, and we love it. Here's Justin Bieber featuring Blood Pop with the Song of the Week, Friends.
I was wondering about your mama. Did she get that job she wanted? So that car that gave her problems, I'm just curious but I'm honest. Though you're wondering why I've been calling, like I got ulterior motives. Though we didn't end it so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Doesn't have to end. And if it ends, can we be friends?
That was Justin Bieber featuring Blood Pop with the Song of the Week, friends. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.